Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host, James Lampkin, ready to administer your dose of music trivia. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. You can play this game however you like, whether that is by yourself or against some friends. Our 3 rounds today will be Disney Hits, Video Visions, and Who Am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points you can get in this episode is 20. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn all about pop history and share your scores with other players. Now, I love to see everyone that plays this game all around the world, and today's shout out goes to our players in Riga, Latvia. Thank you for playing. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you want to give yourself just that little bit more time to think. As per usual, we go through all the answers right at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck.
Round one.
In round one today, it's time to pop on your mouse ears. We have 5 questions for you that are all about Disney films or Disney TV shows. There is 1 point available for each correct answer. Here we go. Question 1. The Bare Necessities and Monkey Chase are songs that appear on which 1967 animated film soundtrack? Question 2. The Hilary Duff songs What Dreams Are Made Of and Why Not were used to promote which 2003 film? Question 3. As of October 2024, what is the most popular song on the Lion King soundtrack, based on Spotify streams of the original recordings? Question 4. Which TV and film actress sings songs such as Love is an Open Door and The Next Right Thing in the Frozen film series? Question 5. Someday My Prince Will Come is a ballad found in which classic Disney film from 1937? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is Video Visions. An iconic song needs an iconic visual to accompany it. In this round, you're going to hear descriptions of some of the most memorable music videos of all time. For each clue, there is 1 point for a correct song title, and another point if you can correctly recall the artist. Now, let me describe those music videos. Question 6. In this 1989 video, a woman enters a church and witnesses a statue come to life. She kisses his feet and then dances in front of burning crosses. Question 7. In this 2001 video, actor Christopher Walken is found dancing around in a suit through various areas of a fancy hotel. Question 8. In this 2004 video, the lead singer takes on a number of personas as a secret agent. First found on an airplane, dressed in blue as a flight attendant, then riding a motorcycle before entering a vault and dodging lasers. Question 9. In this 1965 video, the singer stands in place in a street, filmed in black and white, holding and dropping cue cards that have the song lyrics on them. Question 10. In this 1996 video, a man with a large hat dances around a grey room as the floor and furniture seemingly move around him. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Who Am I? You're going to receive a series of clues about a famous music artist. As each clue will reveal a bit more about them, the sooner you can identify the answer, then the more points you get. Give yourself 5 points if you can figure it out from just one clue, and down to 1 point if you get it on the final clue. Here we go. Who am I? Clue number one. I was born on the 23rd of September, 1949, in New Jersey, USA. Clue 2. I became inspired to work on music from a young age after seeing Elvis performing on TV. I began to learn guitar, and by high school, that was often what I was found doing rather than socializing. At 16 years old, I began playing in a series of bands, but would eventually be a solo star. Clue 3. In 1972, I signed with Columbia Records and released my debut album in 1973 to a dull reception. I used this time to build my reputation as a strong live act and acquired my well-known backing group, the E Street Band. Clue 4. My first big hits came in 1975 with the album and song titled Born to Run. This would launch a streak of successful albums that ran into the 1990s. Clue 5. My nickname is The Boss, and my biggest hit singles include Dancing in the Dark, Born in the USA, and Streets of Philadelphia. That is all our rounds complete. We're going to be right back after the break to reveal all the answers. And we are back. There is no more waiting. Here are the answers for you, starting with Disney hits. Question 1. The Jungle Book is where you'd find The Bare Necessities and Monkey Chase. Question 2. The Lizzie McGuire movie. It received a widespread theatrical release and was a box office hit. Question 3. Can You Feel the Love Tonight is the most popular Lion King song based on Spotify stats. Question 4. Kristen Bell. Aside from her role of Princess Anna in Frozen, she is well known for her TV shows like The Good Place and Veronica Mars. Question 5. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Continuing on to round 2, Video Visions. You received clues about memorable music videos. Remember, you can get 1 point for a correct song title and another point for a correct artist. These are the names that we were looking for. Question 6, that was Like a Prayer by Madonna. Question 7, Weapon of Choice by Fatboy Slim. Question 8, Toxic by Britney Spears. Question 9, Subterranean Homesick Blues by Bob Dylan. And finally, Virtual Insanity by Jamiroquai was question 10. For our final round today, you are looking to identify a music star from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was Bruce Springsteen. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, depending on how many clues you used. How did you score today? Remember that the maximum total points available in this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can jump on and let us know how you scored for this episode. You can also support the show by leaving us a fantastic review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening from today. That will help others to discover and enjoy this content as well. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is, of course, me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.